Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Muslims cover up an entrance to the Temple Mount that would have led, possibly, to the Ark of the Covenant. That's the headline. David Doling comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There was one of the stones that they use for pavement as you go up onto the Temple Mount that fell through and opened up a gap or a hole there in the Temple Mount platform. And there was an immediate response from archaeologists in Israel that wanted to go through that hole and develop what archaeological remains or treasures actually may be down there. But by the end of the week, the WAF, who is the Islamic Trust with custodial control of the Temple Mount, filled it up with cement. Some are even saying, I read somebody say, that may have well been a tunnel to the chamber where the Ark of the Covenant is. Can you tell us anything about what happened there?
Jimmy, what happened there is what's happened many times before, where potentially important archaeological discoveries have been made, and the Muslims have come in and shut it down. The most famous was up on the Temple Mount. This was in the 1990s when they were doing some work at the Israeli police station in one corner of the mount there, and they were doing some digging, and they uncovered an ancient wall at a corner of two walls. And it was in the right position to possibly have been the outer wall of the second temple. Archaeologists immediately recognized that possibility, rushed up there, and within days, the Palestinians started pouring concrete in and built a garden over it. It never has the research continued since then. So this has happened before, Jimmy. They don't want further confirmations that Israel existed in the Holy Land in ancient times, that there was a Jewish temple there. In fact, several of them over the years, on and on and on. They call it the Judaization of Jerusalem, an attempt by the Jews to make it a Jewish history when it doesn't exist. It never had Jews there, etc. Well, those are all ridiculous statements, and all archaeologists of any serious nature toss them aside, and they should and would love to be able to go and examine these things when they're first uncovered. But again, the cover-up continues from the Palestinian side.
David Dolan with the details on how the Muslims stopped Israeli archaeologists on the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report is evidence of how the Islamic world keeps the Jews from proving their history on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The Muslims deny any Jewish history on the Temple Mount, and they do that by denying the Jewish archaeologists from getting artifacts to prove that history, especially the proof of the Ark of the Covenant at the Temple Mount. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 35 and verse 3. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...